Welcome to Menopause Minutes. I'm Dr. Dinah Schwartzbein. This is the first of a series of Menopause Minutes you will be receiving. Brief, generally 3 to 5 minute commentaries on topics related to menopause. As you may know, I'm an endocrinologist, a hormone doctor. I have made the treatment of menopause an important part of my life's work. Over the last 20-some years, I have treated thousands of menopausal women and helped them to restore their hormone balance, which is essential to restoring metabolic balance in order to stay fit and functional today, slow down the aging process, and avoid the myriad health problems that lead to the degenerative diseases of aging. In addition to treating menopause, I'm also dedicated to teaching women and physicians about menopause, what it really is, how it affects women's health, and how to treat it safely and effectively using bioidentical hormones in what I call a bioequivalent manner. To this end, I created Menopause Power, a crash course on menopause, and just published a new book, The Menopause Power Take Charge Guide. These menopause minutes are another way I'm teaching women what they need to know about menopause. Now, I don't know what you've already read or heard, whether you've already taken the Menopause Power course, read the Take Charge Guide, or even been to my Menopause Power website. So not knowing what you already know, and recognizing that some of you may already know much of what I'm about to say, I want to start by telling you the 5 most important things I can tell any woman about menopause. And it's important that you understand these 5 truths about menopause, or so much of what you will hear in upcoming Menopause Minutes may not make total sense. So here we go. First, no woman is exempt from menopause. It happens to every woman who reaches middle age. Whether you have a uterus or not, whether you have symptoms or not, every woman experiences menopause. Second, menopause never ends. It is the permanent loss of your body's ability to produce the 2 hormones, estradiol and progesterone, which, by the way, I sometimes refer to as E2 and P4. Third, whether or not you have symptoms is irrelevant. Well, not irrelevant. If you do have symptoms, of course I want you to feel better, and treating menopause the way I do takes care of those symptoms. But what I mean is, even if you don't have symptoms, it doesn't mean you're exempt from menopause. Menopause is about so much more than symptoms. So let me say this third point differently. Whether or not you have symptoms doesn't determine whether or not you need to treat your menopause. Menopause is a hormone deficiency state that undermines your health and should be treated whether you have symptoms or not. Fourth, there is a way to effectively and safely treat your menopause, and it's not with hormone drugs, which, as you've probably heard, are harmful. Most of you know something about the results of the Women's Health Initiative, the WHI, that determined that using hormone drugs increases risk for breast cancer, heart disease, Alzheimer's, dementia, etc. And in another of these menopause minutes, I'll talk about the WHI, because I want you to know the truth about it and not be scared away from hormone therapy because of what you've been told. So as I was saying, there is a way to effectively and safely treat your menopause by using bioidentical hormones in a bioequivalent manner. I have done so for more than 2 decades with thousands of women, including my family, my friends, and now myself. As I said, no one is exempt from menopause, even an endocrinologist who studies menopause. Of course, it has to be done right. Simply using bioidentical hormones instead of hormone drugs doesn't mean you are treating your menopause effectively or safely. The bioidentical hormones have to be administered in what I call a bioequivalent manner, the way that mimics, as closely as possible, the way in which your body produced estradiol and progesterone prior to menopause. So taking bioidentical hormones orally, in a pill, isn't bioequivalent. Taking hormones orally means that they must first pass through your liver to get to your bloodstream and into your cells, and that's a problem. And you can't take progesterone every day in what's called a continuous combined manner. That's not how your body used to produce progesterone. It produced progesterone during only the second half of your menstrual cycle. Taking progesterone daily, all month long, is counterproductive and harmful. Furthermore, taking bioidentical hormones topically, in other words, rubbing them in on your skin, is also incorrect and harmful. I'll talk about each of these methods in a future Menopause Minutes. But for now, understand that bioidentical doesn't necessarily mean effective or safe. They have to be administered properly. And the 5th truth about managing menopause is that you need to be a part of it. Of course, you need a doctor to work with. This isn't something you can do for yourself. But what needs to be done requires your involvement, your personal involvement. To get the best results, you need to take an active, informed role in managing your menopause. Now, you don't have to go and get a PhD in it or anything. It's not that interesting or complicated. Okay, well, maybe to me it is interesting, not complicated. But there are some basics you should understand. That way, you'll be able to work effectively with your doctor. To be able to provide appropriate feedback to guide the hormone balancing process, to know if what you're being told is correct, and to know what to do if it's not. I can tell you from experience, an educated, informed patient is a more successful patient. As a physician, it has always been important to me for people to make informed decisions about their health. Which reminds me, I want to be sure you understand that my reason for wanting to educate you about menopause is to help you work effectively with your own doctor, not with me. I can't be your doctor. I have a very small private practice and can no longer accept new patients. These days, most of my time is dedicated to teaching women and physicians about menopause, and of course, a few other things. As I say, I am working to educate both women and physicians. I have a comprehensive how-to guide for doctors called Hormone Balancing Therapy Why and How that your doctor can receive free of charge. Both women and physicians need to view menopause in a different light, as a permanent hormone deficiency, and treat it accordingly, as we do other permanent hormone deficiencies with bioidentical hormones administered in a bioequivalent manner. Okay, time's up. I'll send you another Menopause Minutes in a few days. The topic will be menopause. It's not just about the symptoms. Until then, be good to yourself.